From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States calls for Syria's president to step down. Speaking in London after talks with British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond, Secretary of State John Kerry said the timing of Bashar al-Assad's departure has to be decided through negotiation. Kerry urged Russia and Iran to use their influence in Syria to convince Assad to negotiate.
We've made it very clear. We've been open. We've made it very clear that we're not being doctrinaire about the specific date or time. We're open. But right now, Assad has refused to have a serious discussion, and Russia has refused to help bring him to the table in order to do that. So that's why we're where we are.
Separately, the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Islamist insurgents killed 56 members of the Syrian government forces in the country's northwestern Idlib province. The killings happened earlier in the week but took several days to confirm. Pope Francis has landed in Havana, Cuba, launching a historic 10-day trip Saturday to Cuba and the United States. The pontiff praised the détente between the two long-estranged neighbors as an example of reconciliation for the entire world. He said the world needs reconciliation as it experiences an atmosphere of what he called a third world war that's happening in stages. The Pope will celebrate Mass in Havana's sprawling Revolutionary Square on Sunday before traveling to the United States next week. He will meet with President Obama, have a speech before a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress and one before the United Nations in New York, and appear before a Vatican-sponsored world meeting of families in Philadelphia. This